Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be having a guest who is my mom, and she's going to be asking me some questions and I'm going to be answering them. Yeah. But you are welcomed.
Thank you very much. I am honored to be your first guest. Thank you so much. As you've heard, I'm Cookie's mom. Mm-hmm. And I am going to ask her questions just to help her start off her podcast. But trust me, I won't be here every time. Just I'm a guest coming. So we start with you introducing yourself. Shall we start with your name?
Yes. My name is Cookie's Njoki.
Right, and how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
Yes, I remember you said you're female, for those who might not be clear. You're a girl.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us why you decided to start this podcast?
Yes, I would love to. I started this podcast because I wanted to tell those who are in puberty that puberty isn't a thing that you should be regretting. Girls and boys go through this, but in different ways.
Okay. All right. So you feel that sometimes people get embarrassed that they're going through puberty?
Yes. Like my first time, once I first noticed that I was going through puberty, I was like, why can't this just go?
Okay. And being your mom, I'm fully supporting you to do this. Mm-hmm. That it is important to share your experiences. And yes. Of course, because you are a child, for those who'd want to know, mom is also watching out that you are safe online, what you're posting, and the kind of information that's coming to you.
Yes.
Because I think, which we are going to have a discussion later in one of your podcasts, that my growing up time and my experiences of puberty is very different from yours.
Yes.
You get to have a chat with your mom and your sister and other people in your life who are important.
Yes.
While others don't have that chance. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. So for those who would want to know, as a parent, of course, we think about safety online as much as we think about her safety in real life with other things and just what it is she's putting out there and the kind of information that she gets to have, because ultimately you end up growing into a young lady or a woman, and having the right information, I think it's important.
Yes.
Do you feel that it's important to have the right information?
Yes, it's okay.
Very important. All right. So, can we talk about the changes that you were talking about that you started having in puberty? I'm laughing because some of them are hilarious. Yeah. Okay. So one of the changes, when did you start noticing you're having changes, physical changes on your body?
I have noticed that I had started getting physical changes once I was about 8. They started on December, I think.
Yeah. Actually, yes. It's like, and your birthday is on which month?
My birthday is on November.
Yeah. And I can tell you from a mom's point of view, I was shocked that my eight-year-old was starting to grow. Do you want to tell people how you noticed that you're having changes on your body?
I had noticed that my boobies had grown a bit, and I was like,
For those who do not understand, because other people could be listening from other parts of the world, we are comfortable at home talking about breasts as boobies, so we might want to tell them that boobies
are breasts.
Are breasts. Yeah. So you noticed, what did you notice? Did they just pop out all of it suddenly, or how was the experience?
It took time and patience. They didn't just come splattering out. It took time.
So what was the first thing that made you come to mommy to say, hey,
that
December?
That my boobies or breasts had started growing more than
what could you feel if you were to touch? What was there?
I could feel by my hand that before it was flat, and you could just put your hand over and just notice it's flat. Mm-hmm. But then once it had grown a bit, I noticed that there was like a tiny bump going, like a small hill.
Was it hard for if you touch it?
Yes. No. Pardon?
Was it hard if you touch? Like, was it the bump?
The
was it.
There's a
or soft, like, or it was hard. Was it soft or hard?
It's really soft
now.
Yeah,
then it wasn't.
Then it was really rough.
Hard, I yes. think, instead of okay. So that was one change. And you came to mommy, and I was, oh my gosh, she is actually growing boobies. I almost took you to the doctor. Then I just realized, because your older sister started much, much later. And your puberty process stage came much earlier at 8, which was a shock to me as a mommy. I think I might have cried. Don't know. Can't remember. But it was a shock. So you noticed boobies are growing. What else did you notice? Another change?
A bit months or days coming forward. A bit months and days after that, I had started growing hair under my private.
All right, so you started growing pubic hair, right? Yes. Pubic hair, and then so those are some of the things you could notice. Your boobies or breasts are growing, pubic hair.
Yes.
What about the things you couldn't see but you could feel?
I think you
talked about having some cravings and.
Yeah, I had some mood swings. Oh, from yeah. happy to mad to crying. And craving things, like
what would you crave?
I would crave sweets, chocolate, cake, juice, ice
sweet
cream
things.
Yeah, and surprisingly, once I had just started craving water, I don't know why, but I just wanted a lot of water.
Yeah, which sometimes I wonder, it's because of your eating sugar, if your body just wants to clean off the sugar,
like,
with water.
Your body's like, okay, I think this is too much sugar. Let's just wash it away.
Oh, you know, that has just reminded me. Could it be you're having awfully smooth skin now, better than what you used to have?
Yes, I'm having.
Could it be because of puberty or just the amount of water you're just drinking?
It's not really about that much about puberty. Puberty kind of makes you have. Okay. Puberty mostly lets you have pimples, so I'm not sure if it gives you a smooth face.
Maybe
but
not.
I know it's water that gives me a smooth face.
Okay, hydrating. I think mommy needs to also do that. So those are some of the changes you've noticed, you know? And I remember we had a chat about puberty when you started growing, which because I thought you still have. I did think you still have a few more years to go before we can talk. Yeah, we had time to talk about it, like maybe when you are 10, but mm-hmm. of course it came earlier. So we had a chat about it. But then when you were 9, mm-hmm. was it early this year, you had a chat about puberty in school?
Yeah, I was still 9. We were having a retreat that we were learning about puberty and periods.
Yeah, and changes that happen in your body. Okay. Yeah. Periods. That brings me to my next question. What are some of the things, or what is your, right now, what's your headache or one thing that you are not amused about puberty? What's one thing that you're not amused about going through puberty?
The thing that I'm mostly not happy or amused about going through puberty is sweating. You just get it stingy on your armpits and it's very annoying. And then it just starts smelling bad. You're like, why now? Why right now? Especially once you've been in the sun or running. Then,
or even when you're a bit anxious.
Yeah.
You're sweating. Okay. So that's your current pain.
Mm-hmm.
That it's you're not amused about it, the sweating.
Mm-hmm.
What about what are you happy about going through puberty?
The most thing I'm really happy about going through puberty is that I'm soon going to get my periods.
You're looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you amused about why are you looking forward to it?
I'm just suddenly ready for the huge change of going to another level of becoming a woman. And I really just want to start creating things a lot.
Yeah,
well, that's what I really
mean. I think that's a negative view of it. But...
And I'm also kind of just waiting to use a hot water bottle.
Oh,
just waiting.
If you get any, so you do you feel like you're prepared to face having periods?
Very.
Like it says yesterday.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Bring it
like,
on.
When will you come? I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm at the bus stop.
Well, I think that sums it up. This should be a good start to it, and hopefully we can. You'll be able to talk about many other things, like how you deal with certain ouch moments,
mm-hmm.
some certain discharge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can talk about that later.
Yes, we may.
Okay, and I think there's also one thing that you said helps you with your puberty process, the stage you are in. What's one thing that you do every night that also helps you to just in your growing process?
The one thing that helps me at night is reading my prayer book, also known as a devotion.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps me connect with God and it just helps me to calm down.
To calm down. Oh, like if you're anxious, it just helps you to calm down about so many things.
Yes.
Okay, so I hope you get to share some of the things you're having in your devotion with your listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so I can't wait to hear more of your podcast and stuff. Do you want to finish off?
Yes.
All right, you can finish off then.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode 1 of my podcast. And
do you want to ask them to subscribe, to like?
Please like and share this, and maybe just let your child listen to this.
Maybe, yeah, I think it's dope.
If you've told her about what happens about periods and puberty, then.
And do you think it's only girls who should listen maybe to your podcast? Do you think boys can listen?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it's. We don't live in this world by ourselves. Maybe they have sisters and or even just other human beings for them to understand the process that girls go through, right? So I must say thank you very much for inviting me here. And
welcome.
Well, goodbye, listeners. Okay. Bye.
Bye.